USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Day was the second busiest travel day over the long holiday weekend. That's according to the TSA, which says just under 2.4 million passengers went through security at the nation's airports on Monday. That number was only surpassed by Friday when nearly 2.5 million people were screened. The identity of a body found over the holiday weekend is confirmed by Memphis police.
The body found in Memphis, Tennessee, near the location where Eliza Fletcher was abducted last week, is confirmed it is the body of Eliza. The Memphis Police Department, FBI, ATF, and U.S. Marshals Service have done the work. Accused killer Cleota Abstin appeared before a judge around 10 a.m. Eastern Tuesday when prosecutors said they updated his charges to include murder, premeditated murder, and murder in perpetration of kidnapping. The judge has scheduled a second court date for Wednesday, 10 a.m. Eastern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Liz Truss is addressing the United Kingdom after becoming Prime Minister. The speech comes after she went to Scotland to hold audience with Queen Elizabeth II. She did so after Boris Johnson officially tendered his resignation to the Queen. Russia is buying rockets and artillery from North Korea as its war in Ukraine goes on. That's according to multiple reports and comes as the United States and other nations around the world have aimed to squeeze Russia economically through harsh sanctions. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is now more than 6 months old. The San Francisco 49ers front office had to contact nearly 21,000 people whose personal data fell into the wrong hands. The team acknowledging a ransomware attack in February exposed names and social security numbers in its database. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 173 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A federal judge approves former President Donald Trump's request for a special master to review the documents taken by the FBI while executing a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer tells Fox and Friends First that he's glad this was approved so the former president can defend himself, and he thinks this will ultimately show more problems in the DOJ.
I think when all this is said and done, it's going to show that the FBI way overstepped their authority. They made a fool of themselves, and they further added to the dismay of most Americans in their confidence of the FBI and our legal, our intelligence community right now.
A social media company is in hot water overseas.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, has been fined by an Irish regulator for breaking data protection laws, specifically laws meant to protect children's privacy. An investigation was launched 2 years ago over phone numbers and email addresses from teenagers that were available to the public. The Irish Data Protection Commission slapped a penalty of just more than $400 million against Meta. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
There will be one less senator in Washington this week. That's because Richard Burr of North Carolina is staying home as he just had hip replacement surgery. In a statement, the Republican noted he's doing well. He added he'll return to the Senate next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.